The relationships that we have with tech companies is a very complicated one because on one hand, they make our lives very easy or much easier than what it used to be. I mean, some of us cannot appreciate that because there was a time when we used to use, you know, coal in order to heat up, cook, or even wood in order and cooking outside. And I remember that I lived during that era, and I grew up in such an era where electrical stoves weren't as ubiquitous as they are today. And then there's also and now we're living in a time where we all have ovens and stoves in our kitchens, and it's just incredible. And then there's also the other side of this, right, where tech companies are they make some of the most anti-consumer decisions out there, especially because we grow to need them so much. They basically wield way too much power, a power which they abuse and often get called out and get taken to court. So, yeah, it's such a bittersweet segment, this one, where I love technology, but at the same time, I know that each and every one of us have to be wary of the extent to which we get ourselves to a point of relying on technology. So always keep that in the back of your mind. So beginning with today's tech impact announcements, we have Tesla's full driving update. Tesla has announced a significant update to its full self-driving software, promising enhanced navigation and safety features aiming to make autonomous driving more accessible by the end of the year. Look, for those of you who've been paying attention, I mean, I've mentioned this and said it so many times that Tesla has been making this promise. Honestly speaking, I was so excited to live in a time where cars can drive themselves. Obviously, not every single car, but can drive themselves and can be safer. The roads can be safer. And mind you, there are countries where this is already a thing. For example, I have a friend in South Korea, Uleb, who used to actually work for here at Radio Pulpit. So we used to, she even sent a video of herself being in a driverless vehicle, the vehicle driving itself and taking her from one point to another. And in that place where she was at, that is the norm. There are even parking spaces where it's just autonomous vehicles that park themselves. So it's not a future that I think is that far away. This is happening in many different countries. China, I think right now, leading in that front, where in terms of the number of brands and number of vehicles being manufactured and exported. So that's very interesting. It's a very hopeful future, and I think it's already here. But on Tesla's front, I think they've made way too many promises, and their delivery has been so slow. And they've called their vehicles autonomous way before they actually achieved full autonomy. And their marketing had within it fully autonomous Tesla vehicles. And many people believe that and tested their vehicles and tried to get their vehicles to fully take them from one place to another, which was not a smart idea, to be quite honest. Not a smart idea at all. All right, so moving on to something else. Microsoft has announced Windows 12, which I'm very, very excited about. Even though I'm not one to switch my operating system very quickly, I can tend to be a laggard when it comes to that, especially if it works for me. Right. I mean, I am a person who loves technology, but believe it or not, I take my time to move over to the latest piece of technology. But they say that Windows 12 is set to launch either late 2024, so towards the end of this year, or early 2025, which sources differ slightly on that front. So it's very, very interesting to me, quite interesting to me that Windows is doing this so soon, because usually they wait. How long has it been actually since Windows 11 has been out? And I mean, Windows 11 did incredible work of taking Microsoft Windows 12, Windows, and turning it into something that looks pretty and an operating system that doesn't look boring, that doesn't look like you're at the office. And I love that. I feel like if it's a personal computer, then it should feel personal. And I think Windows 11 moved closer to that. So I wonder what they plan to do with Windows 12. And I do hope that even though they do some finer tweaks, but they do also have some dramatic changes, especially in design, because that's what would get me to switch from Windows 11 to 12. And the question I'm going to leave with you is, are you excited about using Windows 12, or are you still on like Windows, I don't know, right? And you refuse to move from that.